Thank you, Rabbi Gewirtz, for that excellent introduction of the Nasi of Yeshiva University and Reitz, by saying that the Nasiim sinned and they were nanash and they were lazy. It's the greatest introduction I ever had. Kvod Anisai Rashi Yeshiva, distinguished guests, alumni, Talmidim, I'd like to single out one particular guest whom I'm tremendously delighted that he's here today. That is a man I've known all my life, and I hope to know him for many more years, Yemes Hashem, my very distinguished and revered uncle, Rabbi Yosef Mordechai Baumel, Ish Yerushalayim. Rabbi Baumel is not only a great Talmud Chacham, but he is one who was a great Maribitz Torah. He's the founder of the Yeshiva and Talmud Torah of Crown Heights, which he founded, and then the Masifta, which he created, and of which he was Rosh Yeshiva. And the last 30 years, is it? He's been Yerushalayim, ala Torah v'ala Avoda. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm sure all of us join me in appreciating the fact that you came here for the first time. It's a great kavod. Before I begin, I'd like to offer my yisher koach to the rabbinic alumni, to Rabbi Gewirtz and his people, for dedicating the room, the classroom of the Rabbi Hyman Musk Torah Center this morning. And I want you to know that Rabbi Gewirtz is someone who thinks creatively about yeshiva, for yeshiva, and for this all of us in yeshiva are grateful. I have one very brief announcement before going further, and that is I will have an announcement tomorrow about the high schools. I give you four words and that's all. It will be positive. Of course, this year, as always, every year for the past many years, past decades, is in honor of the Yahrzeit today of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the Kovner Rav, and in memory of Mori Rabbi Dr. Shmuel Belkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who passed away in middle of Pesach, and therefore we never have an opportunity to have something on the Yahrzeit. I'd like to know, interestingly, we are now in concluding negotiations with Machon Yerushalayim to issue a series of volumes, probably five, by Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. We're going to redo the Sfarim that do exist, the Nachles Yitzchak, the Ein Yitzchak, all the Sfarim, the great Sfarim, historic Sfarim of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in a new edition, all corrections, Ha'aris, etc., and also a great deal of material that still is in Ksav Yad, which we hope will come out over the next 7 or 8 years in Yad Seshem. Dr. Belkin's works, as you know, are being published, the works on Philo and other things that he left in his Ksavim, and we regard this as a Chayiv Kodesh for everyone in the yeshiva, so that these two people, different in time and different in temperament, each one in his own way, will have perpetuity, ben kosle ha-yeshiva. And now we begin. And as I began, I want you to know that Rabbi Chalap told me this is the most difficult of all shiurim I've ever given in the past 2 decades, because I happen to be speaking about a sugya which all of you are learning. So I request of my chaverim, the Rashi Yeshiva, don't disagree before I start. In fact, don't disagree while I'm speaking, and afterwards be charitable. The sugya is Ishay Mishem Chitzav. Torah says, Ki Seitzei Eish U'Motza'a Koitzim. If a fire starts and it begins to burn the thorns, V'nechal Godesh O'Hakama Yasoda, and it burns up a haystack or the standing sheaves of corn or wheat or the field itself, Shalem Yeshalem Hamavir Es HaBe'era, and the one who started the fire has to pay. And the question is, this hezek, this tort, called Eish, what is the nature of it? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Itmar Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my Isha Mishum Chitzav, that the Eish is like an arrow. If a man shoots an arrow, he doesn't directly murder his victim, but it comes as a result of his koach, of his initiation, his energy, his impulse, and it destroys him. Eish, similarly, you don't burn directly. You don't go to a man, although it can be done, but this is not the case. This is rather a case of vishilach. He sends out the fire, and therefore it is just as there is a chetz that is shot over distance and over time, so it is true about a fire. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Because the fire which you're starting is your fire. So just as if it were your automobile or your cow or your bull, whatever, it is your mammon, and therefore you are responsible for what it does, and that's why you're chayev when it comes to ish. L'may nafgamina? What is the difference of isha misham chitzav? Because it's your propelling power, long distance, that same as an arrow, or if it's your mammon. So Rashi says very simple. If it's a gachelesh, ain't a shalom. If you have an ember, which is not yours, somebody else's, and you stir the ember and cause a fire, then if it is mishum mamo, if it is mishum chitzav, you're still chayiv. It doesn't matter whose bullet you used, whose arrow you used. The same thing doesn't make any difference whose gacheles you use. But if you say isha mishum mamono, then it's not your mamon, and therefore you are not responsible for it, and you are not chayiv. This at least is Rashi's interpretation of the difference of the machlokas. And then the Gemara goes back and forth, and then we read on the Chav Beis Amud Beis, Toshma, Hamadlik es Agodesh, Vahya Gadi, Kofis Lo Ve'ebet Samach Lo, if you're setting fire to a Godesh, to a stack, a wheat stack, a haystack, whatever, and you have a Gadi, a goat is tied to it, and an Eved is near it, the Nisraf Imo, and the Eved was burned to death along with the Gadi and the Godesh, then he's Chayev. You're Chayev to pay for the Nezikin, you're Chayev to pay for the Godesh and for the Gadi. Why are you not Chayev for murder? After all, the Eved was killed. The answer is, he could have walked away. Who told him to stay there and kill him and expose himself to death? So because he had the option of running away, you're not guilty. But if it was Eved kofes lo yegedi samach lo, v'nisrafimo, if the Eved was bound and the Gedi was nearby, then potter. Why are you potter? So the Gemara says, bishleim alamandiyam isha misham chitzav misham hachi potter. Why is he potter? Because the flame was like a chetz, and it happened at the same time that you destroyed the Eved and destroyed the Godesh and Gedi. Therefore, when you're chayev on the more serious avera, namely the tzicha, then you are potter on everything else. That's the halacha of kamle b'drabamene. We take the more serious offense. So you're potter on the rest. But if you say isha mishum mamon, I am potter. So Gemara says ilu kotal tude avdoch anamid lemachayev. I mean, if your ox gored an eved and killed him, you wouldn't be chayev misa. You'll be chayev shloshim shkolim. The same thing should be true about eish, since the eish is only your mamon according to Resh Lakish. So, on this, there is a famous Nemuke Yosef, probably the most famous Nemuke Yosef there is. And the Nemuke Yosef says, if you say that isha misham chitzav, then how can you explain benching lecht Friday afternoon? Your madlik aner erev Shabbos, and the flame goes into Shabbos. If you say isha misham chitzav, then your koach is actually being expressed in Shabbos itself. How is that permitted? It should be asa. He answers that isha misham chitzav means that once you let either the arrow or the fire go forth, everything that happens later on is mekupol. It's as if it were all happening at the moment that you started. It's the origin, the beginning, that really counts. So if you lit the candle and it burns later, yes, it's burning in Shabbos. But Eisha Mitzvah Chitzav means it goes back to the origin, just as if you fire an arrow. You fire an arrow, let's say you're firing a missile. You're sending it from here into Mexico City. Well, it takes some time to get there. So meanwhile, you go and have a cup of coffee and come back. And if it kills anybody, it kills a lot of people there, does it mean you're free? No, because once you let it go, once it was irrevocable and couldn't be withdrawn, at that moment you're chayiv. Therefore, the same thing is true with Shabbos, with Nair, that once you lit it and it was finished, you let it go. After that point, everything that happens refers to the origin. It's as if all of it were done in the beginning rather than in the end. Now, this is a famous Nabuki Yosef, as I say. And on this, there are two categories of disagreement. One of them is whether Isha Mishem Chitzav is restricted to Eish and to Nezikin, rather. Is it restricted to Nezikin, or does it apply to other areas as well? And this, the second one is on the Esam Chiddush of the Nemuki Yosef, that everything is considered as if it happened at the very beginning. So let's take them up one by one. The first question is Isha Mishem Chitzav limited to Nezikin itself? Is it Tosfos of Sanhedrin? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Defy and Zion that Kofsoi Bachama, Kofsoi Betzina, Umeis Chayev. If you take someone and you bind him and you put him in the, you do it in the middle of a hot desert where you have the heat is fatal, or in a place where it's very, very cold, then you're Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because the cause of this, the Horeg, is Nimtza, as it actually says. The Horeg Nimtza, because it's an immediate thing. You're putting a person, you're binding him so that he can't get out of the heat, can't get out of the cold, and therefore you're guilty. What happens if you bind him in a place where there is nothing dangerous now, but sof chama lovo, sof tzina lovo, the sun will come out and the cold will come out and take care of him later, then you're a potter. And that Tosfos says, im kofsoi bifnim, v'heviu l'sof chama, if you bound him indoors, and then put him in a place where the sof chama lovo, because you started it originally indoors, and you brought him to the flame, it's the same as bringing the flame to him. It's as if you had torched him directly. So Tosfos says, "Lemandiyama isha mishum chitzay." According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says isha mishum chitzay. "Vileinya misa nami mechayve meisha mishum chitzay." Tosfos says clearly that it does apply. Isha mishum chitzav does apply to the tzicha. If it applies to the tzicha, there would be no reason for saying that it doesn't apply to Issa Shabbos, and the Muki Yosef would be right. So apparently Tosfos backs up the Nemuka Yosef on this matter. But the Chiddush HaRan clearly is against it. The Chiddush HaRan says that you cannot compare Eish to the Tzicha, because Eish is a Chiyav of Mammon, and a Chiyav of Mammon, a Misa is not, unless it was immediate. In other words, if you took someone and pushed them into a flame, or you took a torch and you burn him to death, put it on his heart, a libo, the Gemara says, then everyone agrees that's ritzicha, nothing to do with long distance. But if you bound him and put him in sovcham alavo, there you cannot say it's isha mishum chitza, because isha mishum chitza doesn't apply to anything except nezikin. This is the Chiddush HaRan. The Avnei Nezer, incidentally, Avnei Nezer says that was very, very unhappy with the Nemuka Yosef. And he says that the Ran was the Rebbe of the Nemuka Yosef, and therefore Divrei Arav and Divrei Talmud we pass like the Ran against the Nemuka Yosef. There's only one problem, and that is as a Tosfos too. And Tosfos clearly, it seems to me clearly, comes out in favor of Isha Mishum Chitzav to apply not only to Nezikin but to other things as well. Furthermore, there's another. It's possible to bring another lie for Tosfos and the Nemuka Yosef, and that's the Gemara Chul in Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that Zorak Sakin Lenoetzah Bekosel, you take a knife, you throw it at the wall in order to hit the wall, and lo and behold, on the way to the wall, it cuts the throat of an animal, of a kosher animal. So is that Shechita Kosher? Then the Gemara says, but there's no Halacha Vayvor. No, it bounced off of course, the case is remarkably unrealistic, but theoretically it has a great deal of value. You threw it against the wall. On the way to the wall, it cut one simon. On the way back, bouncing back, it cut the other simon. Must be a remarkable aim for the person, but that's what happened. So the Gemara says, it's a machlekes Reb Nosson and the Chachamim. Reb Nosson holds that Shechita doesn't insult a kavana, And therefore, the Shechita is Ksheira, the Chachamim say it's not Kosher. We paskin the Yeridaya, we paskin like Reb Nosson. So if you paskin like Reb Nosson in Yeridaya, then it would seem that the reason for permitting, after all, if what happened if a donkey came down the Shechita, an animal, would it be Kosher? It has to, even if it doesn't require Kavona, it requires Korach Gavre, it requires someone who is a human being who does it. So, but if it bounced back and forth, then you can say that it's kosher. How does Reb Nosson say it's kosher? The answer is, says Reb Shlomo Kluger, Isha Mishum Chitzav. Shlomo Kluger said, this is a case of Isha Mishum Chitzav, and in this case, that is why the behema is called kosher, because it all goes back to the original act of throwing the knife. Again, it goes back to the very origin. Let me now go to the main thing, the Esam Chiddush of the Nemukei Yosef. Read the Gemara a few moments ago of Hamadlik Es HaGodesh. Again, just to quickly summarize, a man is Madlik the Godesh, and there is an Eved who is Kofeslo, the second part, the Eved is tied to it. Then you're a putter on the Gedi and on the Godesh. Why? Because Shechayev on the Eved, and we say, come by the Rabbanei. So Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says Yishem Shem Chisai, we understand that why he's Pater rather. The Rashba says the following kasha. The kasha is on Rabbi Yochanan who holds Yishem Shem Chisai, and don't forget that the whole din of Kamlei B'Rabbanei is only if it's B'Vasachas. If without this simultaneity, you don't say Kamlei B'Rabbanei. So the Rashba says, why is he Pater? You say he's Pater on the Gediyah and the Godesh. And so far as Mominus is concerned, because come Kamlei B'Rabbanei, no. He said, when you start out, what's the first thing when the fire reaches? What happens first? The Godesh is burnt. Then it goes on, and it comes to the Eved. But you send the fire, and the Eved is tied to it. Naturally, the Eved will try to get out of the way of the flame, although he can't completely. It'll burn the Godesh, and then it'll burn the Eved. So the Godesh comes first. So since they weren't simultaneous, they weren't Bavasachas, therefore, you should be your Chayiv on the moment first. You should be Chayiv on it. You don't have the excuse of Kam Lebe the Rabbanei. So, and he continues to say, that according to Rabbi Yochanan says Isha Mishum Chitzai, whenever you burn the Godesh and the Eved is tied to it, but it can't run away. So at the minute this is his answer. He has the kasha, and his answer is that when he let the fire go, the minute he started the whole thing, he became a rodef. He became a rodef. And the halacha is a rodef is potter on any damages he caused, either of the nirdaf or shel kol adam. And since he is potter on that, therefore, and since he is potter on the gediva godesh, that's why he's chayiv on this only. Now, this is what the Rashba says on Bava Kamma. My grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, Rabbi Shua Baimel, in his Emek Halacha, has a whole tshuva on the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzav. And this, my grandfather concludes from this that the Rashba is in the exact opposite direction of the Nemukei Yosef. Why? Because if he agreed with the Nemukei Yosef, he wouldn't have a kasha. What was the Rashba's kasha? The Rashba's kasha was that at the very beginning, the Gedi and Godesh are hit first, and then comes the Eved. But if you say everything is referred back to the moment, to the inception, to the very beginning, so it is Kamlei B'Rabbanei. It did happen with Vasachas. And therefore, you see that the Rashba does not agree with the Nemukei Yosef that it goes to the front. On the contrary, you can see from him that it's referred to the end. So what you have here is an interesting machlokes. According to the Nemukei Yosef, every time you have it acting over a distance and over time, it all goes back to the beginning, and according to the Rashba, it all goes to the end of the act. So from here, you have a kasha from this Gemara. You have a kasha on the Nemukei Yosef, just as you have a raya to the Rashba. But does that leave the Rashba free? Anyway, let me go on to another proof for the Rashba. The Gemara in Bamei Madlikin says, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, when you do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, When is the mitzvah? When do you light Chanukah lights? No? The Gemara says, Misha Tishka HaChama, after Shkia HaChama. After Shkia HaChama is when you have the mitzvah of Chanukah. So the Rashba says, Mashma from this Gemara, the Rashba and Shabbos says, Mashma from this Gemara, that before Shkia, you are not Yaitse. Right? It's a Misha Misha Tishka HaChama, not before. So we ask a very simple question. What happens with Ne'er Chanukah Friday afternoon? You're going into Shabbos, and you're burning a Ne'er Chanukah. If the halach is, it has to be after Shkia, you're Machal Shabbos. So how do you manage to have Ne'er Chanukah on Shabbos? You have 8 days, it's impossible not to have one Shabbos. So how can you be madlik Ne'er Chanukah comes Friday afternoon? How can you do it for Shabbos? So he answers, no. Chazal said, Mishatishka HaChama is only because of Hidda Mitzvah. It's nicer that way, it's better that way, it's more appropriate that way. But really, La Halacha, it doesn't make that much of a difference. Now, this is a very funny answer. Because in all other zmanim, the Chazal or Kaveya, the zman was meant to be real. If they said one zman, whether it's Kriya Shema, whether it's Shema Nesra, whether it's anything, then the halach, that is the halach, and if you didn't do it that way, you are not Yotze. You got to do it all over again. Why here is it Lehidah Mitzvah? Why does the Rashba decide it's only Hidah Mitzvah, nothing more? So, from this you see that what? That the Ner Chanukah, which you did lifnei Shkia HaChama, is as if you did it after Shkia HaChama. Because the Rashba now would be l'shitasei. Because we said before that he goes in the opposite direction of the Nemuki Yasser. The Nemuki Yasser says it goes back to the beginning. The Rashba holds that the whole process is now attributed to the end. So you light your Chanukah lights before Shkia HaChama, and it's attributed to the end, and therefore your Yotze, realistically, your Yotze, the din of Mitzvah of Ne'er Chanukah. Why do you do it afterwards? Lehidah Mitzvah. But really, it's perfectly okay to do it even before. And that's why it's different from all other Zmanei Tefillah. Now that is the way that Rashba satisfactorily answers this question. But what about the Nemuki Yosef? Nemuki Yosef has a real problem with Ne'er Chanukah. Because if everything goes to the beginning, Then it's before Shkia HaChama. And the Gemara says it has to be Misha Tishka HaChama. How do you count according to the Nemuki Yosef that it goes to the, it's assigned to the inception? Then what do you do about Ner Chanukah and Erev Shabbos? But tell me, this is a kasha in the Nemuki Yosef. How about the Rashba? Rashba, if we assume that the Rashba now says everything goes to the end, are you satisfied with that? Ner Shabbos? What do you do on an ordinary Shabbos? You're doing it now. You're kindling the candle just before, 18 minutes before Shkia HaChama, and then it goes into Shabbos. But if all is assigned to the end, then you're being madlik. You're violating Lesavado Eish Bechol Mitzvei Sechem Biyom HaShabbos. So, let me take the Kasha the Nemuki Yosef first. What I would like to suggest is Kasha the Nemuki Yosef was that how do you explain Ner Chanukah? So I'd like to say this, when you have two mitzvahs that collide with each other, such as in this case, of the Adaisa of Chilul Shabbos against the Rabbanon of Chanukah, or you have an Esav Aleis Esav that are Docha and Esay, so the stronger is Docha, the weaker mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that the weaker mitzvah is altogether forgotten. If it's a Nidcha, you have to take whatever you can of it and save it. Now the Rav Zatzal was fond of, because he said it several times on different occasions and applied it to different areas, of making a distinction between the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. When I do a mitzvah, there's a certain technology involved, a certain technical matters that you have to accomplish. That's the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. But the purpose of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is called the Kiyum HaMitzvah. I mean, he gave several examples. Avelis, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is the Ramban called Anina Shebelev. The Ma'aseh HaMitzvah is all the halachas of Avelis. It's a malacha and Gishiva Gabe Karka and Kfiyas Hamita and Ilas Asandl, all that goes with it. The same thing is true in Tefillah. In Tefillah, the Maisa HaMitzah is all the halachas that apply to Tefillah. The Zman Tefillah, the position of Tefillah, the Mukam of Tefillah, the number of times you daven. But the purpose of Tefillah, the Kiyam, is Amida Lefnei HaShchinah, to be Amid Lefnei HaMakam. Now the same thing is true with Chanukah. In Chanukah, the Maisa HaMitzvah has to do of where you light the Chanukah lights. Is it Tefach Samach? Or it has to be a Mirisha Sarabim, or it has to be opposite the mezuzah. It has to do with Hanukkah is a mitzvah, Hadlokah is a mitzvah, and it has to do with the Zman of the mitzvah. The Zman is mitzvah, is Mishat Tishka Achama. That's a Maisa HaMitzvah. What is the purpose? What's the kiyum of the mitzvah? The kiyum is there should be Pirsumei Nisa through the Or HaNer. That is the purpose of the mitzvah. So therefore, if when you're coming up against Shabbos and Chanukah, and you can't do the Maisa HaMitzvah because it's Chilul Shabbos, but at least you can do the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and that Kiyum HaMitzvah therefore remains. So you do it, even you light the candles before Tchiyas HaChama, and you cannot be Yotzei the Maisa HaMitzvah, but it does go into Chanukah on Shabbos, and therefore that remains as the Kiyum HaMitzvah. You have other examples too that I don't go into, it's too late to go into illustrations. Therefore, in our case, we do not have a kasha and the Nemuke Yosef, because even though it all is referred back to what happened before the Shkia, that's only with regard to the Maisa Mitzvah, but in actual fact, the Kiyum took place at night. Somewhat of a raya from the Nemuke Yosef himself, because according to the Nemuke Yosef, when he asked his great question, if you have a light coming up before a Shki on Shabbos, and it goes into Shabbos, so how are you? You say Yisrael Mishum Chisav, it should be over the Yisav of Leisavad away. She said all refers to the beginning, but if all refers to the beginning, then there's no candle burning at night, and the halacha of Oinig Shabbos is that you should have the Ner Doluk al Shulchanai. You know the difference between Kibbut Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. Kibbut is before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos is in Shabbos itself. But if the Nebuki Yosef says that everything goes back to the beginning, then you saved yourself from Chilul Shabbos. But what do you do about the halacha of Oinig Shabbos? Because the candle isn't there. The answer is no. The answer is, in actual fact, it is there. And you have the kiyum of Oinig, even though the Maisa of Hadlaka didn't take place. Then the Maisa of Hadlaka took place before. So in this manner, we can answer the kasha on the Nemuki Yosef. Now we go back to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, what do we do about the Ner Erev Shabbos? So my grandfather says that there's no problem, because the fact is that who's Shoveis? the man is Shoveis. He's not doing anything. So the fact that you want to take it from before and read it into later on, you can do it for halachic purposes, but you can't hold a man guilty for Chilul Shabbos when he's not doing it. I'd like to explain that as follows. That the Rashba says you refer the act of the beginning to the end of the process. And that's true, that you refer to the end of the process. But on Shabbos, you're talking about a Malechas Machshavos. So while it is true that his act was an act, and he did it on Shabbos, but it does not have the quality of a Maisa Avera. That's what we mean by he was Shoveis. Yes, it's as if lighting a candle were Mutta on Shabbos. It's as if he were not tying a shoelace. It's an act, but it's not an act that's a Maisa Avera. Because Maleches Machshavos means you cannot take a Ke'ilu, you know, that doing it later, doing it before is Ke'ilu, it happened at the end, and because of that, Asir, because it has no relation to the Metzias. The Metzias is that there's no act that he is doing now. Shabbos requires a Maleches Machshavos, an act of some intention. And you cannot take what is essentially a legal construct, a legal fiction, if you will, and create an Issa for somebody who is being Shoveis, because as far as he is concerned, he has no intention to do anything. It's not a Maleches Machshavos. And there's no stira to Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is quite different, because it's as if he lit the candle before Shkia Sachama, but he's not being over on Shabbos. So, in summary, therefore, what we have is these two shitas of the Nemuki Yosef and the Rashba. One refers it to the beginning and one to the end. It's almost as if you have an irreducible way. There should be a priori no reason to say one more than the other. You can either say it refers to the beginning or it refers to the end. But this is the conflict between them. Let me go now and show you, how this machlokes rishonim plays out in two cases of achronim. One of them would be the following. It has to do with the melacha of zareya. The Gemara says in Shabbos Davdala that hidbig paspatan, or if you put your dough in the oven and you start baking it, and it starts to bake, but before it actually bakes long enough for the pas to be nidbak, to be attached to the walls of the oven, are you allowed to take it off? The Gemara says, hitidu l'dosa. You can take it off. So if the oven is burning, if someone put the dough into the oven, and then he says, nope, it's Shabbos, I shouldn't do it. Are you allowed to take it off? The answer is yes, take it off. And if you took it off, you're not chayev an ofer, because the afiyah was not done. There's no shear of afiyah. Now the question is, what happens with zoreya? Zoreya, planting a seed, is really a very special kind of malach, if you think of it. What happens when you plant the seed? What happens? What do you plant the seed for? It should begin to take root. When you minute you put it in, does it take root? No, it takes time, generally about 3 days. So you're putting a seed in on Shabbos, and you're chayev for something that's going to happen on Tuesday or Wednesday. So from that point of view, zareya is a different kind of mitzvah, different kind of avera. And the question, therefore, is, what happens if you are zareya, and then you remove it? Or you are zareya, and I want to protect you from being over on this Shabbos, I go and I remove the seeds. Are you chayiv or are you pater? Am I allowed to remove them or not allowed to remove them? Do I have to remove them? So there's a Rashash who says that if you removed the seeds, you're pater because your machshava wasn't niskayim, wasn't affected. You plant because you hope it will take root and grow. But if it didn't, then your machshava was not miskayim, and therefore it's the same as ofer. If ofer, that was mabik to pas betanur, and then later I or somebody else came and took it away, I'm also not chayev an ofer. The same thing would be true for zoreya, that I'm not chayev from that point of view, because zoreya and ofer are identical in this respect, that they have to be in the sky and machshavta. In Kaney says, just as when it comes to zoreya, I am chayev now, even though the rooting, the hashlosha, took place on chol, it took place on chol, the same thing should be true with ofer. Therefore, he says, if I put the dough in the oven 10 minutes before Shkia, going from Shabbos to Sunday, on Shabbos, and there's not enough time for the cake or the bread to be baked, am I chayev a pater? No. So the answer is, according to Rashi, it's very simple. Ofer is the same as zoreya, just as with zoreya. If I plant a seed, even though it takes 3 days, I'm chayev immediately. The same thing is true of ofer. And if I put it in now, and the melacha takes place b'chol, then it should be chayev. That is his opinion. The Michas Chinuch disagrees. Michas Chinuch asks a simple question. How can you ever be a chayev a zoreya? Since the whole action takes place later on, every important part takes place later on, how can you be chayev a zoreya? So you must say that was what the Torah said. The Torah says zoreya has a special halacha, that this is one halacha where if you start right now, no matter that the main expression of your activity takes place later on, but nevertheless you're chayim. And zoreya is not the same as afiyah. And with ofer, therefore, he says, is different. An ofe, if you want to cook, you want to bake or cook now, and there's not enough time in Shabbos for the act to be done, then you are potter. He doesn't advise it as a general activity, but he says you're potter. There's no, you are not over the Isser Shabbos. And Reb Hesh Pesach Frank, Zechon Levracha, the Rav Roshi of Yerushalayim, in his Mikroi Kodesh says that the Rashash will hold Alen Muki Yosef. He will hold that everything goes back to the beginning. And that's why if you're Ofe on Saturday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, and it doesn't take place on Sunday, since everything refers to the inception, that's why you're Chai. That's the explanation for the Rashash, from which I would assume that we can say the reverse is true, and the obverse is true, and the Mechaz Chinuch will hold like the Rashba, and therefore you cannot refer it back to the beginning. Now finally, let me give you the second of the current applications of this machlokas. This is a fascinating question. And that is something that many of us use every Shabbos or very often. And that is the Shabbos clock. You have a clock, you prepare it before Shabbos to put the lights on or off. And the question is that muta, is it osa, is it chayev, is it potter? The very first case, of course, what happens if you prepare the clock on Shabbos itself? Friday night, I come home from shul, I take my Shabbos clock, I make it so that the lights will go out at 12 o'clock and they'll come on again at 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whenever it is. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? There, one of the achronim, the Shuva Sefer, says, no, according to the Muki Yosef, everything refers back to the beginning. So if I do it on Shabbos, no matter what happens later on, whether it's on Shabbos or Chol, it all refers back to the beginning, and therefore I'm chayev. It's a chayev chatas, he says. What happens if you did it the other way, the way we do it? You do it on Erev Shabbos. The first one to take up this question was a Lemberg Gadov, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanson, and the Shoyal Meishiv. The Shoyal Meishiv says that if you prepared it Erev Shabbos, if you did the Shabbos clock on Erev Shabbos, as we all do, then it's muta. Why is it muta? Because of the Nemuki Yosef. He says the reasoning for the Nemuki Yosef is very simple. It's because it's a grama. The reason for the Nemuki Yosef is because it's a grama. And if it's a grama, then you say Isha Mishum Chitzav. In that case, when you, it all goes back to the very first act, you were Goreim it, and if you're Goreim it, it's mutter, because it all goes back to Erev Shabbos, and it's okay. Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that in that case, using the Shoyal Meishiv's reasoning, what's the Chiddush? Using the Shoyal Meishiv's reasoning, you should be able to do it on Shabbos too. Because if the whole reasoning is not a matter of how you assign time, it's not a philosophical question on any process, is it the beginning or the end that's more important? Simple matter of grammar. And grammar is potter. So if I did it on Shabbos, it's also grammar. I'm not doing it now. I'm being gorim it to happen 3 hours from now. So according to the Shoyal Meishiv, says the Rabbi Avadya Yosef, it should be at least potter, maybe not mutter, but at least potter, if you did it on Shabbos itself. So insofar as doing it on Erev Shabbos, Avadya Yosef agrees that by all means, it's mutter. But then not where the story ends. What happens, or is there any, we all assume now it's permitted to use a Shabbos clock to turn off the lights, let's say. What happens if you don't do it only to turn off the lights, but to turn them off and then to turn them on again? Is there any difference? Well, think about it for a minute. Is there any difference? Rav Uziel Zal, who was the first Sfardic Rishon Lezion, said that it's asa. Why is it asa? He agrees that it's all right to put it on for once, but on the second one, not. And he says, according to the Nemuki Yosef. Because when you did it the first time, you did a kibbuy and then hadlaka. So when you did it the kibbuy, it goes back to the time that it started, which was Erev Shabbos. Perfectly okay. But then it's going to go to hadlaka. That's as if you had been prepared it on Shabbos itself. That means you cannot do the second one because the hadlaka will be a real Issa of Chilul Shabbos. So says Rav Uziel according to the Nemuke Yosef. One of my colleagues, who I think is here today, Rabbi Tendler here? He's here. Okay. Was kind enough to send me a fax. And the fax comes from the Torah Journal of Sinai, in which the late of Simcha Asaf, who was a great, great choker, in especially in the days of the Goyinim and the Rishonim, possibly. He discovered a manuscript of Peidushei Shel Rambam L'Masechta Shabbos. So I wasn't aware that we have anything from the Rambam specifically on Masechta Shabbos. And here he refers to the Machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's a very interesting, very important point. Of if you're allowed to be shored yo, if you're allowed to take some amonim or chemicals which constitute the ink, which are the materials from which ink is made, are you allowed to start soaking them erev Shabbos if the process continues into Shabbos itself? Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. So the Rambam says, Beis Hillel ki hitiru lishrois diyoi mechashecha, when they made the heta, they were matter because the malacha started before. The malacha, etzem ha-malacha, started before Shabbos. Aval ilu savru Beis Hillel ki adayin lo nazis ha-malacha,